This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. President Draupadi Murmu embarked on a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi this morning. This is the first ever visit by a president of India to the three African nations and comes a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of the G20 group during India's presidency. During the three-day visit in Algeria, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with Algerian President Abdelmadjid Tebboune and other major leaders. President Murmu is also scheduled to address the India-Algeria Economic Forum. On the second leg of the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will visit Mauritania on 16th, and in the final leg of her visit, President will go to Malawi from 17th to 19th. During the visit to these countries, the President is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with the leadership, and she will also interact with key trade and industry leaders and the Indian diaspora. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the completion of 3 years of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, stating that the scheme has emerged as a transformative initiative in revolutionizing India's infrastructure. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Gati Shakti has significantly enhanced multimodal connectivity, driving faster and more efficient development across sectors. He added that the seamless integration of various stakeholders has led to boosting logistics, reducing delays and creating new opportunities for several people. The Prime Minister also said that with Gati Shakti, the country is adding speed to fulfill the vision of a Viksit Bharat, and it will encourage progress, entrepreneurship and innovation. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla is leading a parliamentary delegation to the 149th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, scheduled to be held in Geneva beginning today. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that during his visit, he will address the Assembly on the theme of harnessing science, technology and innovation for a more peaceful and sustainable future. The Assembly will continue till the 17th of this month. Mr. Birla will participate in the meetings of the IPU's Governing Council and will meet the Indian diaspora in Geneva tomorrow. Besides, he will also meet his counterparts from other parliaments on the sidelines of the Assembly. The delegation comprises Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh Singh, Secretary General of both the Houses and various other members of Parliament. The Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, has detected ride-hailing platform Ola to implement a mechanism that allows consumers to choose their preferred method of refund. The CCPA has asked the company to develop a way for consumers during the grievance redressal process to choose their preferred mode of refund, either directly to their bank account or via coupon. Ola has also been instructed to provide consumers with a bill, receipt or invoice for all auto rides booked through its platform. The recommendations are likely to ensure greater transparency and accountability in its services. Delhi Police's crime branch has seized a huge cache of 1,323 kilograms of illegal firecrackers in the national capital ahead of Diwali. Three individuals, including a driver who used to supply these banned crackers in Delhi NCR region, were arrested. Raids were conducted at the godowns located in village Baprola, Outer Delhi and Main Majre Road in Kirari. In Telangana, the prestigious Alai Balai celebrations are being held in Hyderabad today, a day after Dasara festival. The speakers at the function emphasized the need for promoting unity and keeping intact the cultural heritage through festivals. Governors of various states, including Telangana, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, Meghalaya and former Vice President M. Venkaiya Naidu attended the Alai Balai organized by Alai Balai Foundation. Haryana Governor Bandaru Dattatreya started the Alai Balai celebrations reflecting the culture of Telangana way back in 2005. Alai Balai has been celebrated a day after Dasara festival since then, providing a platform to bring all sections of society together. Durga Puja, one of the most significant religious festivals in India, is culminating today with the immersion of goddess Durga's idols in water bodies. Idols from various temples and neighborhoods are being taken in procession on decorated trucks for immersion. And that is the end of this news bulletin.